both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. And begin to come back with us on the call for any discussion or questions or anything that we might have. And think about what came up for you, what you got to release, what you're still holding on to, what you're grateful for. The web caller from Taiwan, you are unmuted. How may I help you?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Great.
Yes.
Okay. Because I saw that it doesn't work. Okay.
Well, no, I didn't want to interrupt the universal code.
Okay, sorry.
That's okay. Thanks for holding.
Okay, great. Okay.
And you had a question?
Yeah, I just recently joined because I was diagnosed as a cancer of adrenal cortex like 2 months ago. And I just discovered the healing calls like 2 days ago. I am very confused about what to do because in Taiwan, we have the Chinese version of healing codes, like the original healing codes. And I joined the Old Access member and see there are a lot of different codes. And also there's a program about cancer total source programs. So I'm not sure what to start and which is like most effective for me. And I don't know how that works properly. So this is really my core question.
And let me make sure I'm clear. Your core question is where do you start to begin to heal, or not to heal, but you begin to focus on whatever issues is related to this diagnosis.
Right. I actually identify a lot of different issues. I understand that I need to heal from my physical body, mind, and spirit. It's just the method, the codes that I don't know which one to apply, because there are healing codes one, love codes, and cancer source programs. So I don't know how to start, how to do this effectively.
Okay. Do you have the healing codes manual?
Yes.
The first, yes. And you've got the 12 days.
Right.
And that is where I would begin.
Okay.
Start with the unforgiveness, start with those 3 days of really getting in touch with where you are. And then I would go through each category until you get through it at least once, and then see what comes up for you that you need to focus on. I think it's just a beautiful basic way, and a beautiful way to end and stay with. And all of the healing code processes that Alex has out. Now, did I understand you correctly? You're also on the Access website? Or you just have the healing codes book?
I just have the healing books. And okay. The thing is that I actually done my internal work, I understand my question, my issues very clearly. It's just I have limited time. The reason because this kind of cancer is really it's a rare cancer, and I have no good treatment for this. So the only thing that I could count on is really my own self-healing abilities. I just wanted to know that because I already started this 12-day thing already. It's just I discovered this cancer source program. So I'm wondering if this is the thing that I should do, what Alex says about this body, mind, spiritual thing. I don't know, because I might need a coach, or I don't know how to start with, really to instruct me on specific things to do, because I know specific thing I wanted to heal.
Okay, so my suggestion would be, unless you
right.
do engage a coach, is I would start with the 12 days, and I would put that specific type of cancer
right.
or any disease in your body. I would put that in my concern or in my prayer
right.
and ask that anything related to that be healed and
okay.
brought to love and light. And then see what type of peace you receive and what type of guidance and counseling you get.
Right. Okay. Okay.
And I am going to make a suggestion, and it's just that, a suggestion. I would always add in there anything that is related to this, known and unknown, it'd be healed.
Right.
And you take this for ever how it resonates with you. I would suggest that you do the unforgiveness, and forgive yourself for this coming into your body, because I'm sensing there can be some resistance because you don't know what you've done or if you've done anything, but it
right.
doesn't feel healthy for you. And so I think unforgiveness would really be a beautiful place for you to start.
Right.
Does that okay. resonate with you?
Right.
Yeah.
Still that, because I'm really new on this, because I don't understand, for example, for this, these are, you're using the, like the healing code, like one, right? So, just the basic gesture for the four position to do the unforgiveness section, right?
Well, the unforgiveness has its own, if you're looking at the manual, the unforgiveness
right.
has its own set of codes.
Yeah, I understand. So it's using the healing code one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, the very first healing code that Alex came out with, yes.
Okay, so I have to use, for example, the process. For example, I find the memories, and then I do the memory rating, and then I pray, and then I do the healing code one, like this, right? So it's like the old, like the very original method.
And did I understand you're going to do the Reiki first, and then the healing codes?
No, I'm not going to do the Reiki. I'm just saying that this is the original
yes.
healing codes. Yeah. So
yes.
I would not. So you do not suggest I do, for example, healing code two, or like a cancer source programs or other codes, right? So I just start with the original healing codes.
This is my suggestion for a solid foundation.
Okay.
You can incorporate these as you go and you're led to. I wouldn't say anything. There's any one certain way. Trust your spirit and follow your spirit.
Right.
And as you're led to integrate the others, go ahead and do it. And be kind to yourself and loving to yourself.
Okay.
I sense that this is a race of time, and so the more peace that you can come into internally and externally, I believe that will facilitate your healing.
Right.
Does that help, or?
Yeah. Can I continue asking questions? Because I thought that maybe
sure.
there are other people on the call or, yeah.
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm just have some practice issue. For example, in one day, if I can, I actually can have as many times as possible to do this, because I really wanted to, believe, this, and that this really healed me. And because I really resonate with the book, and whatever that says in the message in the book is really like describing what my situation are. So I wanted to use this method, because there are a lot of people saying a lot of different methods, but I think that I'm really confused. So I just want to focus on this healing code. That's the first thing. And the second thing is that, for example, when I do the practice, for example, I just give you an example, because I have this cancer, and is one of the physical thing is it causes a very edema, like very heavy edema, like my body feels very heavy, and it's a lot of water in my body, and I'm not able to release those water because the gland, the system, the adrenal cortex continue to release, and then the hormone just resulting in different balance of salt and water. So I have a very heavy body and edema. So edema is one of my physical issue. the edema will cause some emotional pain as well, because, for example, I will feel very depressed or whatever. So in one day, when I'm doing, for example, what you're saying, that unforgiveness, so I put edema first and then depression, and I rate them, and then should I think about other experiences that I have, like similar to edema, and then I heal the unforgiveness? Is that that something like this works, or I don't know how that works. Like, for example, because my physical condition is edema, and then how that to do with the how to do that? Like, so for one day, I do all the question the same. Like, for example, every time when if I have 4 times doing that, or even 6 times doing the healing codes, every time I using the same topic, like edema, 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 like this for one day. And the second day I change topic, or I do edema all the time. So I don't know how to do that.
I would put the edema in my prayer.
Right.
And then when I do the codes, I would ask for truth to come, truth and healing to come up, and
right.
see what comes up for you. Because if you, and trust me, I'm just discussing with you. It seems to me that if you're going to focus on one aspect of this,
right,
then you could be missing a large piece of your healing.
Okay.
But if you let your spirit knows that you're in this pain,
right,
that you're retaining fluids. So your spirit already knows that, and you're asking your mind, body, and spirit to connect to release anything related to this, known and unknown.
Right. Okay. So I do this like 6 times the same questions in one day.
You don't, and the intent for doing the same question?
Right.
How come you do the same question 6 times a day?
Right, because I just asking the practice, how to do this properly. For example, in the morning, like in 6 o'clock in the morning, I do, for example, I ask the question, please release all anything related to my edema, anything related to that. So this will come out something, right? So, and then the second time when I do this, I repeat the same question again, or I change the question, or?
I would let my spirit determine what can be healed and needs to be healed in that moment.
Right.
And I would put the overall, any diseases, and the one that I know about is
right.
The edema or the cancer. And I'm asking all to be healed.
Right.
Instead of giving an energy to something that, please, if I insult you, you have the diagnosis.
Right.
So, but your intention is for the whole body to be healed.
Okay. Okay. So every time I go back to the whole body thing, and then to wait
the whole
until
mind, body and spirit. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Understand. Okay. Great.
How does that feel for you?
Yeah, I'm looking for a simple method, because I think the codes are really complicated for me. Like, there are lots of different codes. Even for the cancer source program, it's a different codes. So I just need a direction on how to do this. Like, really works on me. Like, take effect on me, because I really know some of the area that I need to work on. But you are right, like everyone has different issues, like in one of these two, like 12 areas. And I think I should cover all of them. I think that's a great way. It's just So, yeah.
Well, your intention is to know the truth and to be healed and set free.
Right. Okay.
Of any bondage connected to this. And so, as you are doing your codes and you're sitting with your meditation, just turn loose and let your spirit do the work.
Right. I just don't not think anything. You just follow the procedure, right? I just thought about...
Just follow your spirit. Follow your spirit.
Okay. It just, your I do
spirit,
the... Yeah.
Yeah. Your spirit is smart. I mean, it is wise. It will not let you down.
Okay. Right. So basically, I follow the memory, the healing code procedure is like find a memories, and then the question, the ratings, and then the prayers, and then the healing codes for the four positions, right? Okay. The specific area for the 12 areas. Okay. Okay.
And if a memory doesn't come,
right,
let that be okay.
Okay.
You may have an imagery. You may not have anything.
Right.
Just relax, trust your spirit, and let the spirit do the work.
Okay. And if I cannot, sorry.
And your spirit may lead you to do a different position, but that's okay. You are letting your spirit do your work.
Okay. I don't know other position. I only know the four position, actually.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But sometimes
when I'm
doing the code or something, I may have a code or something that I'm doing, but my hands may move in a different direction as I let go and let my spirit do the work.
That's what I'm saying. I see. Okay.
And that's perfectly wonderful.
Right. Okay.
Because your spirit will not lie to you.
Okay.
Anything else, Lynn?
If I have a problem like coming out with the truth focus statement, how can I do? Just I focus on some love image, or
I think the most truthful statement any of us can say is I am love.
Okay.
I am love, because that's who we are. We are love, and to me that is my true statement. I am love. And so when I begin to take that into my spirit, there's a peace that comes and there's a sense of serenity, and I know all is well.
Right.
And it doesn't always feel like that when we're getting diagnosis from the doctor, or we are don't feel like this, or our body is heavy with extra fluid. But you can talk to the fluid. You can say, I release you. You don't need to try to protect me. Let go. How are you feeling?
I think this is pretty good. Yeah.
I would begin to talk when my mind can see, my ears can hear, my spirit feels like I believe I will try this. I believe I am going to try this. I will trust my spirit. I may not have all of the answers, and I'm going to take one breath, one step at a time. Be kind to you.
Right.
Is there something else, hon?
So do you suggest I get a personal coach or for this, or?
Ask yourself, would a coach bring me comfort and guidance that I don't feel like I have otherwise? What is your intention for getting a coach? And as long as the intention is pure, yes, get a coach. As long as you think someone's going to have that magic answer for you, I would think about it long and hard.
Yes, all right.
It was true. I mean, we're great. We're all caring. We're all loving. We would be here for you. And relax and let your spirit tell your body what to do. Do you journal?
Sorry?
Do you journal?
Yeah, are you saying do you join us?
No, journal. 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 Write down your thoughts and.
Oh, do I write my journal?
Uh-huh.
I have, yes. Every day I have my journal written, yes.
And do you draw?
Yes.
You can draw what you're sensing and feeling and seeing. And again, don't control it. Just draw it as it comes to you. But I believe music, journaling, drawing, sitting out in the sunshine, just all wonderful, wonderful therapies.
Right.
And add to healing and to the peace of the spirit.
Yeah. About the journaling, but I started to do the automatic writing like last year, but sometimes I'm wondering who is doing this writing, because sometimes the writings, I don't know, like, if this writing come out with my mind, like my brain, or it's from the spirit. I don't know. The message is maybe from the brain, like not from the spirit. So sometimes I refuse to write, because I actually can write a lot of things, like automatic, when I do the automatic writing. But I don't know if the message coming from my brain, like, you know, the brain thing, or like the spirit. So I'm really confused.
Is automatic writing?
I don't know, in Chinese. It's just like when I meditate first, like for like 20 minutes, and then I start mm-hmm. writing automatically. Like it will come mm-hmm. out from like something, like it start writing, and then it's not like my normal writing. And it just write, for example, if I ask a question, and then, but most of, sometimes, like 50% of the time that it doesn't really answer my questions, it just come out with something else. But I don't know if the message is from my brain or is from my spirit.
I would say that the odds are pretty great. It's from your spirit.
Okay, great.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. And you may want to look at that and just wonder about it, and the one message that keeps coming up: be kind to you.
Be kind to me. Okay.
Yes.
Which area of be kind to me does this really need to be healed? Because I, out of the 12 areas, like the forgiveness.
It just keeps coming up for me as we are talking. Be kind to you. Because you're on, this is my observation.
Right.
It seems like to me you're on this fast pace, and I can understand without knowing the urgency of that.
Right.
But taking a deep breath and just being still and being quiet and appreciating and loving the quietness and the beauty, the scenery, anything that just brings you some relaxation and peace in your mind, body, and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like you've been racing time for a long time.
Yes. And the core issue of me is that I just discovered, which is really the big shock for me, is like I don't really want to live. And I feel very bored. I actually don't know how to heal those, because I understand that my core thing is really, I'm really getting bored about this life, and I don't know what to do, because I have a lot of capabilities that are trained in this lifetime. I'm 45, so relative young age, but I got equipped with a lot of skills, like being a very young general manager at a very young time. But those capabilities really doesn't make me happy. And I don't know what to do to serve this world. And I got really bored about what to do. And this time when I'm doing the healing codes, I discover once again that I actually don't want to live. I don't know why. And I don't know what to heal really, because a lot of people tell me, yeah, you have to slow down, you have to be kind yourself. But the thing is that I'm getting really bored and don't know what to do. So I don't know in this area how to heal that. And this is really
But you notice when you're talking about you're really bored, how you're in your head?
Right.
So you may do some codes or some questions around what is boredom, and if I wasn't bored, what would I be doing, or how would I be creating, how would I be serving? So you come in and you begin to, and just let the answers come to you. Don't, sometimes they may come, you may want to write them down, sometimes they may just, I often find when I ask myself questions like this, when I get up and do things like wash dishes or make the bed or moving
right.
or driving or whatever, the answer comes to me very peacefully.
Okay.
You're free to ask any and all of the questions that come up. And anytime comments like, you know, I'm bored or whatever, put that in the way of a question to your spirit. And then just let the answer come.
what kind of meditation you will do when you want to come up this kind of answer, like what kind of, because there are so many different ways of meditation methods. And as I'm sick, so I'm very, I actually learned a lot of meditation skill for like the past like 15 years, but I'm actually abandoning all the ones because this time when I got sick, I figured that this is, doesn't work on me. And I don't know how to do this meditation and to come up with this kind of thing. Like,
just ask your spirit the question and let the answer come.
Okay. Just a simple shot, right?
Yeah, just don't try to force it. Just let it come.
Okay.
I think you've been pushing and forcing and living out of that wonderful mind and head.
Right.
And you need to bring all of you along on this trip.
Right.
And if anyone else wants to chime in or have questions, hit star 2 to raise your hand.
Right.
So this is not about you working. This is about you learning to listen to you, your spirit, which will tell your mind and your body what to do.
Okay.
And you trust it.
Right. May I know your name before I finish my question?
Yes, okay. My name is Linda Brewer. Linda Brewer. Huh?
Oh wait, I have to get to the Facebook meeting. Are you one of the manager, like the manager of the?
No, I'm not the manager. I am a healing code coach and
So can you repeat your name, because I didn't hear clearly, sorry.
Linda, L-I-N-D-A.
Okay, Linda, okay.
Brewer, B-R-E-W-E-R.
W-E-R, okay. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you. And blessings, my friend. Blessings, you, and may you have a quality of life forever how long you live. Yes. And we hope that it will be for many years, but I would really encourage you to explore and ask yourself questions instead of making, every time you make a statement. Because you're inquisitive, you're energetic, and there's a sense of, hey, it would be just so easy to give up, but I don't want to give up, but I don't have the will to fight it. I want an answer now. And so it's all about getting out of your head and trying to make it happen. And how are you feeling?
I feel great. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I certainly appreciate your participation tonight. And okay. I believe there's people who will be listening that will benefit from you.
Okay.
And anyone else who wants to say anything, star 2, that's where people get the benefits of these calls, is from people participating and asking questions or doing whatever they need to do to love and take care of themselves. This is a just a little sidebar here. If you did not want to live, you would not be doing all of these things that you're doing.
Right.
Just go sit on a beach and enjoy this. Tell them to come get me. You just kick up your heels and you keep dancing and let every day bring you peace and love.
So, after this call, if I have questions that I want to ask someone, how do I do that? Like I raise my question in the Facebook or that, how I do that?
Well, you can put it on in the Facebook group. You can come back on these calls or every Thursday night. You can also, Alex has a call. I'm not sure he started it back. He and Johanna have a call. And they take questions and sometimes they give custom codes. Those are different ways.
So every Thursday night there's a call like this?
Right. And different people host it.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. So it's like a group session as well, but every Thursday?
Right. It's a Q&A every Thursday. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I understand. Okay. So this week is you're holding this session this week, and next week is someone else.
See, I didn't think we were having a session this week, and so I've got to go back and check my schedule. I may be on next week. I'm not sure.
I see.
But then I think thereafter there's a nice break of different. There used to be about 5 or 6 of us. Now there's just 3 of us, and one is a lady. I'm going to look and see who's going to be on next week, hopefully. Kay Spooner is one. Kay's very wise, and I don't know Anna the way I do. I haven't been acquainted with Anna as long as I have Kay, but I can look and see, I think, who's going to be on next week. But you also may benefit from connecting, go on their website. There's, I think it's either Wednesday or Thursday Q&A that Alex conducts, and they take questions. And on January the 9th, Annika takes is on. January the 12th, Kay's on. Annika and Kay alternate during the rest of the month of January, and then we're alternating in February and March.
Right. Yeah, I saw on the website there are whole life healing calls every Wednesday with I think this is with Alex, right?
Yeah.
And
I
then
think so,
and
yeah.
then every Thursday with you, Linda Brewer, right?
Well, not with me every Thursday. You got Kay and Kay Spooner, and you have Anna. So it's we alternate between these, not alternate da da da, but there's a mixture. But Thea sends out a welcoming or inviting to the event sometime during the week before Thursday. That's how I found out I had tonight. So I didn't think I had it till the night, but Anna has it tonight. So
how to spell K?
K-A-Y?
K-A-Y-E,
I think is the way she spells it.
Oh, yeah. But I think she's not in a member of the All Access Facebook.
Huh?
She is not in the Facebook of the All Access Facebook. It's K-A-Y-E, right? Because
mm-hmm.
I cannot find her. I can find you.
She should be because Kay's been with,
so
with
K-A-
the organization. Is K-A-Y-E. Yeah, she's been with the association a long time.
Wow, okay, I cannot
and
find her.
Almost
okay.
In the beginning. We were with Alex almost in the beginning.
Wow.
I think she'd been in business about 6 months when I came on.
Wow, okay. The K-A-Y-E, I cannot find her.
Mm-hmm.
I actually find you and already sending the invitation, but I cannot find her. I can only see
okay.
The manager is like Thea, Benny, and Johanna
yeah.
Chin. And these are the two that I saw. And then if I
uh-huh.
search for K-A-Y-E, I cannot find anyone.
She'll be in the coaches section.
Coach section. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's fine. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you
okay.
so much.
Thank you. Blessings, my friend. Blessings.
Please accept my invitation so I can maybe sometimes message you. Yeah, if I have a question.
Okay.
Great.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Does anyone else have any questions or comments or anything they would like to share? Well, I appreciate your patience in staying tonight and listening. And if you do have any questions, please come back next week. You've been loyal, and I appreciate that. And before we go, let's take a deep breath. And be thankful for our many blessings. Those that don't even look like blessings, don't feel like blessings. For our struggles in life, for our opportunities in life, and for peace and love. And wherever you are, whatever is going on in your life, great, good, bad, indifferent, whatever. Whatever the circumstances is the word I should be using. We wish you peace. We pray for your peace, your healing, your gentleness, your kindness. God bless, and I am going to open everyone. We are all now open, so good night, everyone. God bless. Thank you.